Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
And we all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
I like the work, young man. I like the work. Good job. Bravo. Oh, bravo.
Thank you. Keep it going. Let's go. I think Diener needs to get involved
in
this
one. Diener and Blaine to take him to Churchill?
I think...
Ooh, that's good. Double dog, get him a, double dog, get him a back, Churchill down.
Backside tour? Oh, God, I can mark that.
That's why you said tour.
Tour? Backside tour? Backside tour?
This texter coming down 437-9680. It's not an accomplishment for the rerun. I mean the take to get Bozich on to talk about the interview with Purvis. He comes on every Thursday with them. Only goes on anti-U of L shows because they can ask him softball questions.
Coming in hot.
I love that.
I haven't heard any of the show, to be honest.
No, it's a great show then. It was probably our best one yet then.
I'm sorry.
Good morning, guys. I'm not going to spend a great deal of time on this, but I'm a black guy, older black guy, U of L graduate. I wish the administration and Coach Mack would not give in to these crackpots. I mean, the malcontents, Butch Good couldn't win at his lower division basketball head coaching job, neither could Jerry Eves. Coach Mack has reached out to former players, and what more can he do? So they should quit giving in to these guys. I'm sort of fed up with it.
Oh, coming in hot.
You better believe it.
You know, yeah. Like we're on a boat, and I got my flippy floppies on and stuff like that. You know, like
shut up.
Whoa! Did you just curse there?
No, I said you did. Shut up. I said shut. I did not say. I did not swear. I didn't.
I think you were combining two words.
No, I did not.
You accidentally did.
Would you like me to dump it?
Well, it's probably too late now.
I didn't swear. I did not swear.
And Blake and Baker can't call things. He can't call things flippy flops. No, he's too old to say flippy floppy.
Probably.
I remember when we played Milwaukee. It was a doubleheader here, the Pacers and us against the Bucks and the Knicks. You remember that? Our second year.
No.
Okay. Anyway, I had to go out there and guard Oscar Robertson.
That was so good. That was so good. This one comes in with the pain.
He does, man. He really does.
He's making so much money. And I wonder, because Pat Forty reported on this, the sign stealers, how much the video guy's getting? If Brent Venables getting $2.5 million, how much are the sign stealers getting? Because they're a key part of what Brent Venables does.
Yes.
And when coaches understand their pattern of play calling and signaling, and they get on the right side of Brent Venables, that's when they're not as good in the fourth quarter. So, like, how much of the video, how much of the side stealers getting over there, Clemson? How much of the third down marker guys, how much of the first down marker guys getting?
Well, we're getting all the Blake and Baker conspiracies this morning. Well, they're all coming out this morning.
It's Sports Illustrated that they cheat.
Yes.
But nobody did anything about it. They are an Osterine and sign stealing and, oh, sure, pay them gobs of money. They're geniuses. Or they're cheating.
Good old Blank.
Oh, yeah.
for the next 3 hours. Boy, these mics, I'm about to go right under the table here.
Well, it's a rite of passage.
We're in the studio.
Full 20 seconds in.
I mean, there's nothing. I'm going to have to go under the table.
Ricky B lasted longer.
Dang, Jack.
He just
haymaker. We're out the front of the top rope.
Damn, Jack.
Just beaning nasty.
Evidently, Mrs. Issel is listening to the show because I just got a text that said, "You go jump." I guess she doesn't want to work at UPS.
Well, daggone.
Honey, come on. We've been married 52 years.
That's a great opportunity.
You can make a little contribution to this deal.
Issel comes at everybody.
He really does. It's the mixtape on this Friday. It's presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. HightowerMen's.com, 690-2800. Guys, don't live with ED or PD. Find out if they can help you today and find out more about that pulse wave therapy, FDA approved. Get the life back that you deserve. We love that they present the mixtape every Friday. Again, 690-2800. Keep them coming.
Until next time, everybody please be safe this weekend. Enjoy yourselves July 4th weekend, and we'll see you at the fam on Saturday night.
Beck is killing me.
I love.
Thought it was over.
That's Greer saying Nick's killing me. That's fantastic. Oh, yes. Yes.
Beck is killing me.
A walk-off home run. Now, Nick has, I mean, he was a great athlete. He was second team All-City when he was in high school. Unfortunately, the city only had one team.
Let me see. Shuffle dance. There it is. Here's the shuffle dance song.
The Melbourne Shuffle is a rave dance.
Target gets a free commercial on the Beach Show. Here it is. Here we go. Because the dog is cute.
The dog is cute. Bullseye. Big fan of Bullseye.
Join Target Circle for free today.
There you go. That was it. Yeah. Here's the song.
The hell's going on the Beach Show?
What's Bob doing?
Yeah, what's Bob doing? Keep him coming. Let's go.
Dear at Apple, I find the lack of a cardinal bird emoji very concerning. People need this added to the next update, especially at U of L alumni and at U of L. And then it's retweeted and the U of L official account says cosign. Yeah. People want that cardinal bird, man. I don't know if we're ever getting that.
The red chicken or whatever now.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's not a cardinal bird. That's for sure, whatever it is.
That cardinal bird means something.
Yeah.
To be on somebody's recruiting offer list.
Absolutely.
A visit to Louisville. When they say, what schools did you visit? Mm-hmm. Louisville, Texas, Kent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, yeah.
Well, that was about Marcus Carr, wasn't it?
Yeah, you already know.
I already know it was. Keep them coming.
I don't know. I hate LeBron so much, I hope he never gets his son back in that movie. Right.
Jeez.
Damn. Other teams are going to have 6'9 Jalen Withers. You know, other teams are going to have big men like Malik Williams. You know, I mean, Malik may be better at some things. Jalen may be better at some things. Sam's the type of player, though, that there are games that if he's playing at his highest potential, there are games where other teams are going to go, well, we don't have anybody that can do that is that size. Like, I mean, we don't – like, Sam has that Florida State vibe, you know, like if you put him in a Florida State jersey, he looks like a guy we'd be like, God, I don't know, what is that? What the hell is that? He shoots it, he scores, he can get to the basket, he's got 20 rebounds. Like, you know, like that's something that Sam does. Sam has the vibe of a guy who can take you to a Final Four.
Oh,
it's like
wow.
When I go to a Final Four, I imagine guys like Sam Williamson.
Look at that.
Like, you're like, okay, that's what I need.
Look at that. I love that from Rummage.
Everything about that was good.
I liked that.
I enjoyed that.
It's like when I go to a Final Four, I imagine guys like Sam Williamson.
Excuse me.
Who was that? Who was the cough?
That was Matt Cross.
Oh, Matt Cross. Okay. I forgot all about that.
Excuse me.
Hey, Matt again.
Oh, Matt McGavick. I know what that is. Yes!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
doing this? I swear. You're on.
You're on.
That needs to be a drop right there. You're on.
You're on.
You're on.
I'm marking it.
Cutting you off, bud.
That's after three Trulies. Texas says, we live in a world where Ross McMaines was a better hire than Orlando Antigua. It's not 2009 anymore.
Oh, come on.
What a great text. That's a great text. If we put that up right now, who would you rather have, Orlando Antigua and Ross McMaines?
Up as a poll?
It would be funny.
You don't have to.
No, it would be funny. But that, again, acting like this is a death blow to Kentucky basketball, Orlando Antigua, is silly. It's embarrassing. It's a loss. They wanted Kofi. They didn't get him. But don't be kicking dirt on Orlando Antigua and Kentucky just yet.
Just yet.
Texas says, has Kellen signed up for Scotty D's camp yet?
No. I'm going on vacation literally tomorrow night. Like, after the show tomorrow, I will be leaving the state of Indiana.
Just say you're not signing you up, Drew.
I'm not saying never, Jack. I'm not saying never.
You're going to pass?
That's such a BS excuse.
I'm not trying
to pass on Bellarmine's camp with
Kellen.
What
do you want me to do, stay, Jack? Not go on vacation?
What do you think would be happier?
All you have to do
is call Scotty and get him signed up for whatever date it is in August.
I'm well aware.
The Sunday before. In fact, it would probably be nicer to Scotty D and help him out headcount-wise.
I'll talk to Scotty D. Don't you worry about it.
I don't believe you.
You're running the fundamentals camp. The last one's July 26th.
Yeah, I'm running. I know. The week we come back. Yep. And I'll be back the 25th. The 24th. Yeah.
So are you going to call Scotty D on the 24th?
Are you going to call him on the 26th? No, I'm not going to call him the day of. I'm not going to do that.
What are you going to contact Scotty D?
Don't you worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about what I'm calling people.
He's never going to sign him up.
Not a good look for him.
He's never going to do it. It's the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Keep them coming. I have a leaky roof. I mean, literally, and not to say this in the Katina Powell way, but I had a squirt from the ceiling.
Oh, no.
Okay. That is true. By the way, Texas says Matt coughs. A good text. Instead of Matt Cross, it's a good text. That's a good text.
To be clear, WikiLeaks is so misreported and understood on this. Louisville...
The playbook was left and they picked it up, right?
Louisville left their playbook out, okay? And Wake Forest had Louisville's game plan on the field. When they opened it up, Wake Forest saw their three formations and concepts that they'd never run before. That's how they knew. But the DEA went to Lynn Bone's grandma's house.
Oh, here we go.
That's that level of stuff. Oh, John Calipari wasn't interesting. Boy. Kofi Coburn. Oh, the DEA went to Lynn Bone's house. Their grandma's house. That was a visit to grandma. All right? That's what we're believing? Uh-huh. You see what I'm saying? This is the type of thing.
It doesn't validate every single story that you go
to.
Oh,
no. Oh, Mark Stoops. No. Cash Daniel didn't twist Kyle Trask's ankle. No. That didn't happen. I haven't seen the tape. John Calipari. Oh, Ashton Hagens. No, we investigated. The song in the video just came out. You didn't investigate anything. You didn't see the Chris Mack video? Liars.
That was really good by Blake. That was really, really good by Blake. I love that one.
Deaner or Ennis, he mentioned on that they still had two scholarships.
They sat there and watched maybe half the first movie and proceeded all three of them to get so baked on weed that they fell asleep. And I had to sit through The Other Side of Midnight by myself, which was like a four-hour extravaganza. And, these three guys are completely buzzed out of their minds. So we didn't leave till like 4 in the morning. And I sat through a dreadful, awful movie by myself with three guys baked. No, I did not indulge, if you're wondering. So,
4 in the morning?
4 in the morning. Think they didn't end till like 4. Am I kidding you?
Bob. Good old Bob. Love Bob, baby. Get well soon, Bob.
I got a call yesterday.
Uh-oh.
From Kenny Klein over at Louisville.
And it's funny because I don't think he'd heard me talking about the softball game that they're playing over there, because my feeling was, don't do it. Don't get him injured.
Right. You know? No, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I have been asked to be an umpire, a celebrity umpire in said softball game.
Nice.
And of course, I have to say yes to that. That's awesome. So I'm like, absolutely. So, I mean, do I toss Chris Mack if he's arguing balls and strikes? I mean, you know, what do?
They should have some scriptedness to that.
We might have some news on that Monday softball game. I don't want to give it up yet. We might have some news on it, and I have a hot take on it. I'm sure we'll get to Monday. Keep them coming.
Eat it, Lake Forest. Owl Creek wins this year.
Neighborhood on neighborhood crime, huh?
Like, I guess so, yeah. East End on East Ender. Yeah.
Y'all throwing up gang signs now?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did it tattoo?
I don't know.
Bob, I've already lived through one controversy regarding a hot dog eating contest, and quite frankly, I don't know if I can live through another. I mean, I don't know if I can mentally take the capacity that is multiple controversies relating to a hot dog eating contest at Louisville Slugger Field. I mean, I can't be the only one that feels like that this just can't happen again. So here's what I'm suggesting.
Okay.
Next Wednesday, this federally jackass that cheated. I don't care. I'm taking shots, Bob. Bob, I'm
Joey
Bob.
Joey Fence is a good guy.
Okay.
He didn't eat his buns.
I mean, who?
Way too nice. I mean, you made yourself sick to where you had to throw up, and the guy.
No, because the guy cheated in a hot dog eating contest. It's un-American. Joey Chestnut would tell this guy to go bleep himself into walking in oncoming traffic. Yeah, this is sacred, Bob. Am I wrong?
No, not at all. I mean, that's nothing personal. I hope he has a long, happy, productive life.
Same here.
That was disgusting to just, I mean, it was ridiculous.
He did cheat.
Yeah.
100%. He did cheat. Oh, yeah, 100%.
I mean, Bob, the guy's not going to have the balls to show up again, because I'm going to sit there and be like, hey, eat the buns. Federally, eat the buns. Federally, hey. Hey,
eat the buns.
Hey, eat the buns. Hey, I'm watching you, dog. I'm in your head. You better eat them hot dogs. You better guzzle them down. And you better not be able to hear, because I am in your head. Eat the buns. Nope, don't drink the Coke. Eat the buns.
That might have been the best sound ever from Patty Ice. That's probably top five. I mean, it has to be number one.
Texas says the mother-in-law doesn't love Strebel. He gave her COVID.
I also gave her three grandchildren. That trumps COVID.
Wow.
Three grandchildren over COVID.
You did that.
And she won't let him get beer.
Texas says Strebel's going to pump up Colburn, and then he's going to go and commit to U of L.
I don't think so. I'm not going to pump up Colburn. It's a situation to where, man, I don't even know. Like, I'm dizzy with Kofi Colburn right now. It's not going to happen. Like,
you're falling in love.
I don't think it's...
So your confidence level is what with Kofi Colburn?
99%.
Oh. All right.
I'm 90... What's the other options?
Have other options.
Like what?
You just have to be 99%. You got 99 other options, Jay-Z.
Okay, then it can be
50-50.
If there were other options, then I would be maybe a little nervous. But all we hear is Kentucky or Illinois. He hasn't given a top five. He hasn't given a top three. All he says, I'm announcing on Friday, is all he said. And he's given no indication. And there's no other schools that are like, yeah, we're in on Kofi Colbert.
P.J. Walker's nervous. He says now. You know,
there's
a concrete date, and that makes you nervous.
Why would that make him nervous?
I'm saying
that makes no sense.
Strebel. I tried with him. I tried.
Most of BBN, I would imagine, is cocky about this sort of thing, thinking
100%.
That he's locked in. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, 100% is how I feel. You know why I feel that way? Because there's only two schools being talked about.
Well,
Kentucky and Illinois. He ain't going to Illinois. He ain't going back to Illinois. They don't have a team.
That could be a misdirection on UK's end and a losing effort, but the likely scenario is John Calipari was uninterested in... uninterested in Colburn because he's good with sheep. Uninterested in Colburn because he was good with
shit with you.
It's a great moment for them.
Oh my gosh.
Listen.
Here's the thing that I'm disappointed in the most. Obviously, I'm disappointed that Kofi Coburn is not coming to Kentucky. Here's what I'm disappointed in. For weeks, 2 weeks, what have we seen? What have we heard? Think pieces about the excellence of what Kentucky basketball is going to be when they add Kofi Coburn. Can we make room? You're damn right we can make room. How far will Kentucky go up the polls if Kofi Coburn commits to Kentucky? Oh, number one or number two. They'll be right there with Gonzaga. I didn't hear any of these, quote, experts that are now today telling me, well, actually, I mean, there really wasn't room. Cal told him, actually,
chemistry.
You'll make more money somewhere else if you go with the NIL in Illinois. I heard that one today, too.
Poor Strebel.
He didn't want Coburn because he was good with Oscar Tshiebwe. This is the most funny thing. Even if
it has potential.
Even if Marcus Carr doesn't come to Louisville.
Okay, you'd sacrifice Marcus Carr not coming to avoid...
Hell yes! To avoid Coburn going there?
You sign up for that right now.
Yes!
Yes.
Deal.
Deal.
And that's even after knowing he's not going now.
Just to make sure you'd sacrifice Carr.
I could not have had Kofi Coburn over there in Kentucky.
Oscar Tshiebwe would be butthurt.
He would be mad. Both didn't like the proposed situation. Neither one of them were happy with it. Oh, really? We just found that out today? We just found that out after Jeff Goodman dropped his bomb. We just found all this out today. Then why the bleep did you sit back? If you knew this, all this interference, the smoke screen coming for UK,
look
all
at
this
him,
smoke
Grossman,
screen
look at
crap,
him.
The same bull crap that I accused Blankenbaker of, which he does, and everybody else around this office that are Louisville fans, the same stuff I accuse. I'm not going to be a hypocrite here. I'm going to be straight up and honest. It's bullcrap that this is the reaction. It's bullcrap, and you should be embarrassed and ashamed of yourself if you're out here like, it's not a big deal. No, you told me it was going to be a big deal if he came. If he came, it's going to be a big deal. It's going to be great. He's not coming. Well, actually, it's not that big of a deal. Cal said he shouldn't come. We don't even know if there was really an offer or not. Cal didn't even talk to him.
He
didn't know who Kofi Coburn is. He had no idea. But the Marcus Carr situation isn't going away, Louisville fans. You're not free and clear of this.
What do you mean free and clear?
Oh, no, they're making fun of Kentucky and me for not getting Kofi Coburn.
You're going to be terrible if they don't get Carr.
I'm going to burn you down. I'm going to burn your house down. I'm going to burn your house down because, I mean, Kentucky's roster is still damn good. Yours isn't. It's not top 25. I can never pee in here. I'm going to have to pee in the sink eventually like
you're
Nick
gonna
did.
You're going to have to.
Because it's either Nick or Pat, 30-minute bathroom breaks, and then when they get out,
it's unusable.
It's unusable. It's disgusting.
Absolutely. We had the J-Town Beer Fest people here.
It's embarrassing.
And it is. It's embarrassing.
Yes.
It is. I told them to get rid of the bathroom.
Get rid of it?
Yeah.
Like just take it out of the building?
That we just go in the hallway. By the way, did you see Kiki's latest photos?
I haven't.
Hang on. About this one.
All right. Hang on. I'm ready.
It's a tube top.
I like tube tops. Nothing wrong with that. They usually... Whoa. Good. If I had one complaint. Just one.
I can't believe you. Just the gall of you. Go ahead.
Do something about the tan lines. That's it. That's it. That's all I got. If I had one, and it's not a big complaint. It's just, you know, a critique.
It's unbelievable. I present in front of you a beautiful IG model, and he has a complaint.
Well, if I'm going to put that out there,
unbelievable.
I mean,
look at Jack's face right now. He's horrified.
Texas, I'm going to have to fly my Cards flags today and celebrate. Card Nation, it's time.
And, you know, Dr. Dabidipudi is...
Now's the time to pull it out.
And why that university doesn't want to do that, and I say that university, I don't even say U of L, I say that university.
Excuse me. Gosh, I can't clear my throat here. People want that Cardinal bird, man.
Leaky at the back.
I love it.
You've done such a good job as a staff in the transfer portal.
Oh, Jody,
they were going to do some damage and some things that were unkind to the public.
What was that in reference to?
I don't even remember.
I was off on Monday. I didn't hear anything. Keep them coming.
They were going to do some damage and some things that were unkind to the public.
I'm a Tom Jurich guy.
Right.
And I love Tom Jurich. It's a beautiful thing to be a Louisville fan. It really is. We have a lot going for us.
Daddy, are we allowed? Are we allowed to call in?
If nothing else, if he is on the level of Aiden Gahan, we got 5 more fouls. I follow truth, and I just repeat them.
Not Aiden Gahan.
He went there.
There's too much of that lately. A couple more. Oh yeah.
Sydney dunk shot Curry.
Like, give me the motorboat sound again.
You know, I watched Sidney Curry tape back when we were talking about him a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I watched a little bit of the highlight tape. Okay. What he reminded me of was, I don't know if he'll be as good as this player, but in the style of Ellis Miles.
There we go. But you want me to text her? You want me to text your wife?
No.
You want Jack too?
I've had to. No. I that party that they're that wasn't anything involved with that. That's what the hell, pagan blood orgies. Jeez, what do you think's going on up there? I want to know what you think about Butch Beard. I do. It was a big discussion yesterday. It had reverberations around the community.
Lefko and Ennis 2-man game right there. Oh, that's what I'm going to find on my old computer. Yeah, I'm going to dig for those.
Or Ennis and Mike Rutherford 2-man game. Am I allowed to say his name on the station?
You just did.
Okay.
Hi, Mike.
But hey, they did a show together. Part of the 2-man game. It was actually so more than 2 men, as it were.
So uncomfortable.
Yeah, Sheboy might be okay, but like, hey, dude, he's Thanos, man. like Kofi Coburn looks like Thanos.
I thought they were talking about Sidney Curry. I got to be honest. A couple more. Is Inside Churchill Downs? Are they at Double Dogs? Yeah, I knew it.
If Kofi Coburn would have committed to Kentucky, you would have leapt through the roof and sang and danced in the street to Calipari's the greatest and Louisville your bums, and I would have done all that. You would have like, yeah, Primo, go for it.
Yeah, well, that's
get
true.
Get him. But I come on here today, and I'm like, it's a miss by Kentucky. It's embarrassing.
You're pissed off.
Some of the things that's coming out with UK media. Stop it, Strayball. Quit being so reactionary. I'm okay to be reactionary when it's against Louisville and when it's like pro-Kentucky. But if I'm reactionary against Kentucky, stop it. It's not that big of a deal, Strieble. Stop it. You're being a reactionary. Like, I don't want to hear that. No, I'm me all the time. I don't need you to tell me when to react.
Is that Strieble?
Yeah, I guess.
I think about that all the time. It's like I have Kellen.
Well, maybe not
I've
all
got,
the time.
Not all the time, but like I have Kellen. I've got Ellie and Wyatt. And they're like, last night, so we went to, as you know, we went to our Kellen's football tryouts last night.
How did he do in the
evaluation? He was good. He was really, really good. So he's out there running around, and he looked like a stud out there. And I was like, man, I was like, our genetics are pretty damn good. I mean,
this is weird.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Man, pretty good genetics.
I saw this guy's tape this morning, and my God, he dunks everything. And that's one thing we wanted out of Jalen Withers all year last year. So you imagine if we get Marcus Carr and we got this guy, probably either, I mean, honestly, probably coming off the bench. But, I mean, my Lord, guys, this guy's, oh my gosh, he's a freak.
I know he may only be 6'8". I'm putting those in air quotes, you guys can see. But I played with a guy named Shane Bohannon who was 6'6", that was a guy who was physical, athletic, that was strong, that knew how to play. And at 6'6", I remember, I think, it's a little hazy now, but a national championship game where the dude just took over in the second half. This guy's bigger. He's stronger. I'm not saying he's Shane Bohannon, but he's got a lot of skills. And he's got that motor. That's what I'm most excited about.
Shane was tough, man. Shane was tough, but that's tough.
What do we have? One or two more? You ready to go?
Well, we can either... It depends on how much longer you want to go over. There's like
three or four
more that I could play, but there's one more really good one to end on.
All right, well, that's fine. Yeah, let's do that. Save the other ones for next week. We got lots of time. Uh-oh. There you go. Right now, Kofi Coburn putting a date on it. It's going to be Friday. It makes you nervous.
No, it doesn't. Why?
Because it's the because now there's a timeline.
There is a timeline.
And it's right on top of your vacation.
And you should feel good about that being a timeline because it means just wrap this baby up. We don't. The longer he drags it out, then you get nervous. If it's like, well, you know, I want to take some visits and I need to talk to people. I need to, you know, see what the coaches had to say. No, no, no. It's been Kentucky or Illinois for the entire time. That's his options. He's going to Kentucky on Friday. He's going to announce it. We're all going to celebrate. We're going to go Final Four. Louisville fans are going to be scared because if we get Kofi Coburn, they ain't getting Marcus Carr. Their football team's going to stink too. It's going to be a great day on Friday. Yes.
One for three.
0 for 3. We done? We good? All right, let's get out of here. Inside Churchill Downs coming up next.